Joining us now is Andres Martinez. He's the director of the Bernard L. Schwartz Fellows Program for the New America Foundation to talk about the other big story. Barack Obama, of course, is not in the United States. He's down at the America's Summit in Trinidad and Tobago, a summit of leaders in the Western Hemisphere. Bernard Schwartz, first of all, Andres Martinez, let's talk about the meeting yesterday between Felipe Calderon of Mexico and Barack Obama. It seems as though the agenda between these two countries has radically transformed in just 12 months. It was unlike any other Mexican-American presidential meeting that I can recall.
I think that's right. I think Mexicans are shocked and pleasantly surprised that an American president is coming to Mexico City and taking responsibility in many ways, or at least shared responsibility for the increasing drug-related violence in Mexico. There's sort of an honored tradition in Mexico of having American presidents come down and sort of lecturing Mexicans, you know, finger-wagging. And Obama's narrative of shared responsibility, and we understand that this wouldn't be happening but for American consumer demand for drug use, you know, is playing very well.
And he talked also about the guns, the availability of guns coming down across the border,
right,
and the drug violence on the border. Let's talk about the Trinidad and Tobago meeting that happens today. How is that summit likely to be different from other leaders' gatherings in this hemisphere?
Well, I think there's a tremendous, you know, curiosity about Obama throughout Latin America and a lot of goodwill towards him. In terms of dealing with the rest of the hemisphere, Obama has to juggle this kind of promise of a new era with the fact that when it comes to Cuba, which many people see as sort of the canary in the gold mine in terms of evaluating sort of U.S. intentions in the region, you know, on the scale of partner to bully, there's a lot of continuity in terms of the Obama and the Bush approach. So there's some, you know, potential for disappointment there. But I think Latin American leaders are eager to have a new partner in Washington, and they're going to see how that plays out. But so far, the Obama administration is you know, fairly status quo on Cuba, despite this minor tinkering with the tightening of the embargo that occurred under the Bush administration, allowing relatives to visit relatives in Havana, which is what
right. The
Obama administration, you know, promised earlier this week.
Well, we'll have to see. I think the interesting contrast is that it's not going to be like the explosion of emotion over in Europe. There's a guarded sort of welcome on the part of leaders in the Western Hemisphere. We've got to go, but I got a quick yes or no for you, Andres Martinez. Is there going to be a photo op between Barack Obama and Hugo Chavez? A hug moment?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Great. I think that's the correct answer.
There will be a group photo op, but
right. No hugs. You know. Andres Martinez is the director of the Bernard Schwartz Fellows Program for the New America Foundation, talking about the Summit of the Americas taking place in Trinidad and Tobago. He joined us from Washington.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.